It's called daycare, but for too many working parents, that's the problem. Women struggling to make it off welfare or stay afloat in a tough economy often end up working late shifts that keep them on the job until well past their children's bedtime. It's hard enough finding good child care during the day, but at night or on weekends it can be all but impossible. In the fourth part of a series of stories this week on child welfare issues, NPR's Madeline Brand reports from one of the few after-hours child care centers in New York City.
Nearly half of the women just coming off welfare work nights. And there are more mothers in general working nights and weekends now, 13% of all working moms, up from 11% just a few years ago. It's welfare reform and it's the expanding service economy. Hotel maids, customer service reps, night shift nurses. Elizabeth Carrasquillo is one of those working moms. She's an emergency medical technician. She works out of an ambulance 12 hours a day. Carrasquillo picks up her three-year-old daughter from this child care center in the Bronx at 8 o'clock at night. She says she doesn't know what she'd do if this place wasn't here.
I guess I'll be unemployed. I have no one here. It's just me and her. That's about it. If these people ain't here for me, then I guess I don't know what will happen.
Another woman says she's able to go to college in the evening. And Laura Roan was able to take a promotion at her job. She works two nights supervising a homeless shelter. On those nights, her four-year-old son Tyler stays here till 9.
I didn't want him in someone's home, sitting around their home. I needed a safe atmosphere. And he's safe here and he loves it.
The round-the-clock nursery is in what was once part of a big public school. It's about an hour's subway ride from Midtown Manhattan. At night, the dark streets of this neighborhood are punctured by the neon of Chinese takeout stores and the red and yellow flashing bulbs of the corner bodegas.
Mommy's coming soon, okay? She's coming soon, so don't cry, don't be upset. Look at all the kids you have here to play with.
Nearly 20 children are here after 6. They eat their dinner. Tonight it's chicken, rice, and lentils. Round the Clock Nursery began as a school-based pre-K program that expanded its hours. The children wear uniforms, even the two-year-olds, dark blue pants or dresses, and light blue shirts. As if they're still in school, they line up quietly after dinner.
Brianna, get Chanel's hand. Get her hand. Stand right here. Where your fingers go?
Please.
On your lips.
Okay, so let's put our fingers to our lips.
The children walk down a long hall that smells of disinfectant. They spend most of the evening in a TV room watching videos on a big, brightly colored rug. Some children leave here at 7 o'clock, a few more at 8.
Wow, Najee has a late night.
Onaje is also 3 years old. His dad, Angel Echeverria, arrives just after 8. He works for the telephone company and shares custody of Onaje.
I try to have him in bed by 9:45, 10 o'clock, the latest. The main issue is whether or not you're creating too much stress on the child due to the hours. You're leaving here, God knows what time it takes you to get home, and now you have chores. You have to make sure he eats, give him a bath, get him ready for night, you know, to go to bed, read whatever activities, books or playtime, whatever it is you do at night. It's real hard. It really is.
Onaje yawns and shuts his eyes.
Look at him. He looks tired, and it's like this every night, but he's been patient with both myself and his mother, so. Right, buddy?
His dad bundles him up, and out they go into the dark, freezing cold night. By 9:30, three children are left at the round-the-clock nursery. Most parents who need after-hours care don't go to a center like this. They'll either take their children to someone who runs a program out of her home, or they'll make arrangements with their family or neighbors. Some studies across the country looked at hospitals and factories that had set up nighttime care after workers said they were interested. But few of them ended up using it because they wanted their children at home at night. Barbara Carlson of the Welfare Law Center says more centers like Round the Clock Nursery would be great, as would more informal arrangements. The trouble is there's a huge shortage of all sorts of options for working moms in their own neighborhoods.
In New York City, one of the big problems is that there are many underserved communities, period, for regulated child care, before you even talk about it doing off hours. A lot of neighborhoods in Queens and Brooklyn don't have a lot of centers available. So they certainly don't have night if they haven't developed the day.
Nearly every expert on welfare cites affordable and available child care as key to getting people off public assistance. The 1996 welfare law is up for reauthorization now, and President Bush has proposed increasing the hours women have to work for their benefits. But there is no proposed increase for money for child care.
Hi, baby.
You've got the last. Brianna's here.
It's 10 o'clock, and there's one child left at the round-the-clock nursery. Brianna is 3 years old. Today, it's her birthday. She's quieted down now that all the other children have gone home. She sits on a couch by herself. A daycare worker is on another couch nearby. They both watch a Barney video and wait for Brianna's mother to finish working and come pick her up, sometime after midnight. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.
Tomorrow, the series concludes with a report on welfare reform. In 1996, Congress required recipients to go to work and, for the first time, set limits on how long they could stay on welfare. The law is up for renewal.